Every Friday night, every Yantav, we have a Chiyav Drabanan. We have a rabbinical obligation of lighting candles. We know Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos, Hadlokas Neiros Yantav. It's a discussion in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos regarding Neir Shabbos. However, we also light Erev Yom Kippur. So actually the practice of lighting Erev Yom Kippur is a little different than the practice of lighting Hadlokas Neiros all year round. All year round we're lighting Hadlokas Neiros. We're doing it, you know, part of Simchas Yantav, covered in Onik Shabbat, that we enjoy the food at the meal. But at Yom Kippur, there is no meal. According to some, we already had the meal on Erev Yom Kippur. So why are we lighting candles for? Period. So that's what the Malkam Shenagu, it's only a minig. In contrast to Shabbat and Yantav is the Chiyav Drabanan, we follow Minhagim as well. But it's only a minig. So, in fact, it's Malkam Shenagu. So, since it's only a minig, so there are some places have a minig not to light candles at all on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, and some have a minig to light candles on Yom Kippur. Today seems to be the prevalent custom everyone lights. Even I spoke to different Svardim. Many of the Svardim light as well, but it's always a Svardim, the different minhagim. So, it's Malkam Shenagu. Interesting, the minig to light or the minig not to light were based on similar concerns if they came to the opposite conclusion. What do I mean? What I mean is on Yom Kippur, one of the five inuyim, one of the five prohibitions on Yom Kippur is tashmish hamita. You can't have relations with one's spouse. So what does that do with Hadlokas Neiros? So there's a halacha. So therefore, since you're not allowed to have relations with one's spouse, so therefore, the minig was not to light candles. So if you can't see each other, you're not going to be attracted and want to have relations on Yom Kippur. So therefore, the minig was not to have any lights in the house, at least enough, I guess, just to that you don't trip over yourselves and everything else. But that minimum light, so therefore your wife doesn't look as if you don't notice how attractive your wife is, and therefore you stay away from Tashmish Amita on Yom Kippur. Others want to say it's the opposite, meaning everyone agrees there's an issue of having Tashmish Amita with one's wife on Yom Kippur. But they say it's the opposite concern. That's why you dafka do light. In fact, some of the practice that maybe you should light in the bedroom. At least today, I wouldn't say out safety, but maybe put a battery light in, or many people have like a bathroom in the bedroom, so there could be that as well. But the reason for those who say the light is since it's an Isser, the minig is not to have Tashmish or Haner by the candle in terms of sneeze and modesty, whatever. It's a whole discussion whether you can have in the light, but the minig is, all things being equal, the minig is to have it in the dark. So therefore, if you have a light in your bedroom, so therefore, oh yeah, I can't have relations because the light's on. So the two minhagim develop. The minhag of not having light at all, they both had the same idea, in order to have a hecker, to try to make it recognizable that you don't violate the issur of tashmish hamita on Yom Kippur, either because by not having any light at all, so therefore you won't see her and be overly attracted and act upon it. Or it's just the opposite. You put the lights on, so since there's the lights on in the room, you're not going to have tashmish. So makam shenagu, makam shelonagu. So there are people who light. So the minhag Ashkenaz, it's not akasha. We make brachas on minhagim. That's the machlokas svardim and Ashkenaz. So, I mean, so some might not light at all. I wonder, I guess within the minhag svar, do they make a bracha on Hilchos Neiros Erev Yom Kippur? Because in general, let's say by Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So Ashkenaz make a bracha and Svardim don't. And so that's why, because Hallel during the Yud Ches Yomim, that's a chiyuv. So therefore everyone agrees you make a bracha. But Hallel, Chatzi Hallel, that's why we're doing Chatzi Hallel. Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. If it's only a minhag, so then that's the machlokes Rishonim, Rabbi Natan, Rambam. That's the machlokes Ashkenaz and Sfar, and as well as Chavita Sarava, the minhag is. Also, it's interesting the Gemara that everyone agrees that that's the source of a minhag. The question is, do you bring a raya from there that you make brachas on minhag umana? In other words, everyone agrees, chavita sarava, you don't make a bracha, because this is a minhag neviyim. This is a discussion, the Gemara of it's a takanas neviyim, it's a minhag neviyim. The machlokes is this the rule, the exception to the rule? Ashkenaz says it's the rule, so we don't make a bracha on chavita sarava, we don't make a bracha on any minhagim, or a few minhagim. And Ashkenaz says no. And chavita sarava, because it's a minhag zutu, we know, but other places you do. So that's the general machlokas, Ashkenaz and Sfar. So then, Uchora, again, I don't know what the minhag Sfar is, whether they do minhag Ashkenaz, certainly make a bracha. Minhag Sfar, I guess I spoke to some Sfarim, they say they do make a bracha on halakas neiros, Erev Yom Kippur. But that would be Nakuda. It's a difference. The difference is that it's a minhag as opposed to a din to light on Erev Yom Kippur. So makam shenago, so some have a minhag not to light at all in order to avoid tashmish amita. Some daf have a minhag to light to avoid tashmish amita. So I don't know if there's a minhag to light and not make a bracha, but that would be the same. The light itself would take care of the issue as well.